Golf is on your mind and on the air right now.
This is the CDGA Golf Show
on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
It's the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. This segment brought to you by Coghill Golf and Country Club, a pure golf experience. Let's head on out to the Jersey Mike's hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above, and welcome in Teddy Greenstein from PointsBet. He joins Tyler Aki and Mike Gilligan here on the CDGA Golf Show. Good morning, Teddy. Thanks so much for joining us here a week ahead of yet another golf major.
Tyler and Mike, how you doing? Absolutely. Got Scottish Open this morning. We got Wimbledon this morning. And, of course, the Open Championship starting Thursday. Tremendous week of if you love golf and you love tennis.
Absolutely. So, Teddy, first, before we get into everything that's been going on, a lot has been made this week. You're more than just the betting guy. You are a true golfsman. But for you, when you see Tiger Woods, he's going out there, he's trying to make this miraculous comeback and really make an impact in some of these majors right now. Is this the one where we see Tiger, or is this, could this be maybe the last time that we see Tiger in a tournament of significance?
Wow. I did not expect the second part of that question, unless you know something I don't know. I'd say this, there's no doubt that this was the major Tiger was sort of gunning for. When he was doing all that rehab, for his leg after breaking it in so many different pieces, this was the one. You know, I think the Masters was an amazing bonus that really was kind of touch and go. He went to Augusta to practice that week thinking there was a shot. He ended up playing. He played better than a lot of people thought, made the cut. And then PGA Championship, you know, I think he was finally feeling good vibes from Augusta, grinded to be able to make the cut on Friday, and then really collapsed after that. But this is the one because he's won it twice. He has a great history here. Even made the amateur made the cut as an amateur at the Old Course. Loves it. It's flat. It's easy to walk. Temperatures should be good for him. So this is the place. He knows it. He has all the shots. He steps to the first tee probably with an advantage over anybody else he plays with. If you love Tiger and you're praying that he somehow can win another major, this is the one you probably need to be watching.
Teddy, great to have you. And, you know, keeping in theme with the Tiger comments you just made, how does it reflect with him from a gambling perspective? Because, you know, in the fantasy tournaments that I'm in and the groupings and the pools, for the first time, we're seeing Tiger Woods in Pool C, for example. What are the bets for him to make the cut versus even finishing and winning? And, you know, give us some insight there.
Yeah, it's interesting. So he was 40-1 recently, and then I checked the odds this morning, and he's 50-1. You know, normally it works in the opposite. I remember at the Masters, PointsBet had him at like 80-1 early in the week, and we were taking so much action on him. By the time he teed off, I think he was down to like 30 or 33-1. So I am not sure why, the price is actually better on him now than it was a few days ago. My only guess is because he performed poorly in that Pro-Am event in Ireland. So maybe people are down on him a little bit. So 50-1, you know, we had a special a couple days ago where we boosted his odds to make the cut, his odds to miss the cut, and his top 10. So at that point, he was plus 450 to make the top 10, and we boosted it to plus 500. But that was based on odds of 40-1 to win it all. So I think he's going to be about that again now that he's plus 5,000, which means he's in the same group here with Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Rose, and Sung Jae-im. And yeah, let me tell you something. If I had a choice of those four at 50-1, I'm definitely taking Tiger again. I mean, if he was able to play in April, then he's going to definitely be able to play in July, and this is just a place he loves. He says it's his favorite golf course in the world.
Teddy Greenstein from PointsBet joining us here on the Jersey Mike's hotline. So do you have any sort of sense of what the handle is right now on Tiger Woods? And is there a lot of money coming in on Tiger right now heading into this one?
You know, from what I gather, not yet. We do have some stats on that, and Rory McIlroy is far and away the most popular bet at PointsBet right now, and that reflects his odds because he was plus 1,400, then plus 1,200, and now he's the dominant favorite at plus 900, 9-1. So Rory is number one, and we've taken, in terms of handle, in terms of like the actual money being wagered, twice as much on Rory than the next guy. And the next guy is Colin Morikawa. And then Justin Thomas is getting a lot. Will Zalatoris also getting a ton of bets. Now, these stats were before the Scottish Open, and Will was not exactly sharp out there at the Renaissance Club, as I believe it's called. So Rory, Morikawa, JT, Will Zalatoris, and Cam Smith have been getting the most action for us. And one very ambitious bettor has $1,000 on Max Homa, and that would pay $100K if Max can get it done.
You mentioned, you know, sharp. One guy that is sharp and on his game right now is Xander Schauffele. How has his numbers changed as this week in the Scottish Open has unfolded? And, you know, with the guys that missed the cut, formidable names, does that make their odds get any better, bigger? But with Xander doing what he's doing, have you seen movement there?
Yeah, I mean, Xander is basically even money to win the Scottish Open. You know, there are other guys chasing him. Obviously, Spieth is on the board at like plus 650. Threw a little bit down on Matty Fitz at plus 1100 if he can rally from, I think, four shots down. But Xander, I saw him last week at plus 1800, and now he's plus 1600. So with top guys like that, you don't get like as much odds movement when they win an event just because it's expected that Xander is going to be, you know, a top five, top 10, top 20 guy. But I think certainly still people are going to get excited if Xander plays well today because they think, okay, that means he's dialed in on Lynx golf and he's going to have to hit all those, knockdown irons and stuff to thrive at St. Andrews.
Teddy, what's something fun that's on the board right now? Obviously, there's your top 10s, your winners, your three balls, all that stuff. But you got anything fun on the board that you want to share with us that you've got for the Open Championship right now?
Well, Tyler, this is where I was counting on you guys, man. So, you know, we have that name a bet feature, and I'll try to cook some stuff up today and get some good Open Championship odds. A couple weeks ago, we had a boost hit that was I paired Zach Johnson with Morgan Hoffman. You know, Morgan Hoffman's that guy who didn't play for 3 years because of injury and ended up in Costa Rica. So I had them paired to both make the cut at the John Deere Classic, and it hit at plus 380. So I've not come up with anything yet. Have you guys come up with a name event for me, something kind of novel for this week?
I'm looking at a couple different options here. I think whatever I'm going with, it's going to have to include a Tiger Woods to make the cut. Yep. And then maybe I'll pair that with, I'm trying to think through some of the other names here, but maybe a Max Homa as well to make the cut, or maybe a Max Homa top 10.
Yeah.
Well, I would venture to go, hey, what about the live players and how many will make the cut, or will at least two or more make it?
Yeah, so we had a pretty cool name of bet for the U.S. Open, and that was Rory to beat. It was three live guys. It was DJ, Phil, and Bryson. And it was still an amazing price. It was still plus 180. And I had guys telling me, it's like, is this too good to be true? It seems like fraud. I'm like, no. That's a real bet. All he's got to do is beat those guys. And he ended up beating them easily. I mean, DJ put up a little bit of a fight, but Rory probably beat him by four or five shots at Brookline. So definitely check the booster odds this week because we'll have some stuff.
And Teddy, from your perspective, give us an insight on what you think is the best bet out there for our listeners for, hey, if you want to make some easy money here, here's what I would do.
Never easy money, especially with golf betting. It's always challenging. I mean, honestly, we'll be looking at those booster odds the next couple of days. Right now, we don't even have top fives and top tens up. So I'd say hold out a little bit on the betting. And then honestly, the best advice is this one. So on Wednesday evening, we will have what we call a power hour. So what we do is we take the best odds of all five or six of the major books, and then we match them. So let's say right now at this moment, we have Justin Thomas at plus 1600. Let's say a competitor has him at plus 1350. For that hour on Wednesday, we will also have them at plus 1350. So I believe that's going to be 7 o'clock Central Time on Wednesday night. But if anybody's unsure on the time, they can DM me or just sort of check my social media that's the smartest thing you can do, because then you can take your favorite player and you're guaranteed to get the best odds out there.
Teddy Greenstein from PointsBet joining us here on the Jersey Mike's hotline. So, Teddy, who do you like during the Open Championship starting Thursday?
My man, I am going to hold off a little bit for a couple days for my brilliant picks, but I'm certainly thinking Will Zalatoris for like a top five or top 10. I just think.
How about a top two?
Yeah, exactly. I know. We should offer a top two odds, exactly, because he is he's just such a great ball striker, but you can't count on him to get it done. I think I'm going to throw some down on Sam Burns. You know, I saw him at 40-1 earlier, and now he's 33-1, so there's certainly a lot of belief in him. And then I do have Tiger as a top 10, Tiger to make the cut, and I'll break it down a little more and try to pick a winner in the next couple of days.
And, Teddy, do they have any really fun prop bets? Like will somebody trip and fall into Hell's Bunker? Or will, you know, somebody leave it in the bunker multiple times? Or will there be a score in the double digits on a particular hole? Anything fun like that, like they do for the Super Bowl when it comes to majors?
Yeah, we got to do that for the road hole. Is anybody going to, like, drive it into rooms 14, 12? Is anybody going to break any windows with, like, you know, with a slice drive on the road hole? Yeah, we really have to think of that stuff. And, again, if you guys have any ideas, let them know. We can price them out for you. But not at the moment, but we certainly will. You know, the ones that I think we have to be wary of now, the traders are, you know, I had a bet a couple years ago for the Players' Championship. Will anybody make a 10 or higher on the Island Green on 17? And we priced it at 150-1. And then Ben Ahn made an 11, and we ended up paying out a lot of bets at 150-1. So our traders are now a little wary of making those, you know, pricing out those crazy ones.
Well, the over-under on Windows Broken, I'd put it at like 1.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you and I were playing, if the three of us were playing, we'd probably go over, but the probably go under on that one.
Speaking of playing, you've got quite the golf schedule coming up, don't you?
I do. This is like probably this is my best week of the year. Sorry, family. Hope you're not listening to this, the wife and kids, because you guys are not involved so much in this week. But anyway, going to head up to Wisconsin, going to play Erin Hills on Monday, and then Sand Valley, actually Mammoth Dunes, on Tuesday, and then headed straight to O'Hare for a trip to Scotland. So my buddy Paul Tokars has organized the trip. We're going to play at least three rounds, and we're having this raging debate in our group about whether or not to go to the Open Championship on Sunday, because we're kind of far away in Aberdeen, and we've heard it's a great playing experience, St. Andrews, but it's not a great spectating experience. So I was planning to just play and then go to a pub to watch the final round, and then we had some flight cancellations, so now I'm flying back on Sunday. So there's not even a decision involved, but I do hope a couple of my guys go to St. Andrews, because I'm curious to hear what the experience is like with, you know, tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people out there.
Well, yeah, and I think you mentioned, too, how flat it is, and I think that's what makes the spectating piece of the equation a very difficult one. And for people that I've known that have gone over there, they echo the same thing. It's you almost want to get to the 18th bleacher and just watch them come in, but to be out there trying to get a glimpse, get a peek right at some of these guys standing three, four deep. They tell me your calf muscles get worn out by midday because you're standing on your tippy toes. But yeah, it's I think going to the pub is probably the best call.
Yeah, the other thing I heard was like St. Andrews is such a charming town, but it's not so charming when there are like 100,000 people there. So I'm dying to go to St. Andrews in the Old Course. I really want to play it. People say it's an absolute blast to play, and then you hang out in the town, but you know, if Tiger makes the cut on that Sunday, it's just going to be sheer insanity and hard to get in, hard to get out, hard to get a beer, all the stuff that I don't want to go through when I go to a golf event.
Well, I think you got three guys here that would, you know, make a perfect threesome. All we need is a fourth, and let's head over.
I'm in, man. We got to play some. I mean, I've never played in Scotland, so I'm going to be changing that like on Wednesday. So
good for
fired
you.
Fired up to try to hit all those proper shots that I'm sure I'll completely screw up.
Well, good luck to you, Teddy. We appreciate you hopping on with us, and we look forward to checking in with you again down the road, and enjoy that trip out to Scotland as well.
Outstanding, guys. Will do. Have a great one.
Thanks, Teddy.
Teddy Greenstein from PointsBet joining us on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. When we come back, it is time for Mike and I to make our Open Championship fantasy picks. that we will be submitting on the CDGA contest for this week. That is coming up next. It is the CDGA Golf Show presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. This segment brought to you by Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, home of 42 practice bays with Top Tracer technology.
How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000.
Here are your hosts, Barry Cronin
and Tyler Rocky.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
The segment brought to you by Zero Friction and their new Wheel Pro Golf Bag. It's the CDGA Golf Show. Tyler Rocky alongside Mike Gilligan, Barry Cronin off this week. However, he has submitted his picks for our British Open fantasy pool coming up later on Thursday. So we will get you Barry's picks. Mike's picks are coming up in just a little bit as well. And if you missed anything on today's show, including our talk with Teddy Greenstein, you can check it out on the podcast. Check it out at the ESPN Chicago app or wherever you get your podcast. Just look for the CDGA Golf Show. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. So let's get into this now. We go through these different pools. We've got three different pools. First pool, Tier A, you've got ranked 1 through 25. After that, you've got 26 through 87. And then it's the rest of the group starting at 89 and beyond here. And if you want to play along, and you should play along, be sure to go to cdga.org and you can sign up today. Sign up for a CDGA membership and you can play in all these different fantasy golf pools for all the majors. Amazing prizes. Mike, what do we have on the prize shelf this week for the fantasy pool?
We have a Tour Edge driver for the first place finisher, and it'll be custom fit to your needs, whether you go with the 722 or the 522 and the C versus the E. We have some great golf foursomes at the, you know, likes of a Bowes Creek and White Deer Run up in Vernon Hills. And, you know, we have all kinds of foursomes and golf there. We also have some merchandise, some gift cards, PGA Superstore for $100, the CDGA Golf Shop for $150. We have $125 and $100. And then we have our friends at Srixon has given us a handful of dozens of golf balls, the same ones that Matsuyama, Koepka, and all the Srixon tour players play. So they're actually tour balls. They're the equivalent of a Pro V1X or a Pro V1.
Awesome. So get in on the action, and then you can win one of those aforementioned prizes there. All right, let's start off. Let's go into Pool A here. Which two golfers are you picking out of Pool? Oh, and by the way, we do have to mention, Barry wiped the floor with us last time, so we need a little bit of revenge on him here this week.
Absolutely. The cagey veteran got us, and he was the winner of the five Jersey Mike sandwiches. But Jersey Mike's, once again, has come to bat for us. It's the final major, and they said we're going to put another five up there for the three of you to play off for. And so it is game on, but we have to dethrone the king, Barry Cronin, because otherwise you and I will not live this down, and we'll have to wait all the way till next year before we have a chance to knock them off.
All right. So who do you have out of Pool A, Mike?
Well, I kind of stuck right down the middle with it because I just love the way the guy drives the golf ball. I'm going with Rory McIlroy and John Rahm.
All right. I will go with Will Zalatoris because he has yet to fail me during a major so far this year. So I will ride with Zalatoris and maybe a little bit of a revenge story here for DJ on the week that Greg Norman is disinvited from the Champions Dinner. What if a live player puts up a really low number? So I will go with DJ and Will Zalatoris out of my Pool A. Barry is rolling with John Rahm and Jordan Spieth.
That's right. Yeah. And Brendan Grace is another one of those live players that's having a great week. So you never know. But yeah. But in Pool B or Pool 2, I'm going with Tyrell Hatton and Tommy Fleetwood Mac.
I'm going to join you there on Tommy Fleetwood. I'm also going to take Justin Rose as well. I'm looking through and I see that Barry is going to take Thomas Peters, and he is also going to take who's this?
Tom Hoagie.
Tom Hoagie. All right. Yep. You've got it there in front of you. All right. So those are our Pool B picks. And moving on to Pool C,
well,
who do you like out of this last year?
Well, Pool C, I'm going to go with Gary Woodland. He's having a great week this week. When he's on, he's as tough as anybody. But I have to, because he's in Pool C.
You will never get value like this again.
You will never get to pick Tiger Woods in Pool C ever again. And I have a feeling we're in for a special week, and I want to be there to say I picked him. So I'm going with Tiger Woods.
All right. I was going to go with Tiger Woods. Actually, I was going to go with Gary Woodland, but I won't match you there. I will take Tiger Woods, though, because like you mentioned, you're never going to get Tiger Woods out of a Pool C ever again. And you're right. It feels like the stars are all kind of aligning here. I will take Tiger Woods because this could be his last sort of gasp here. He's putting everything for the year of 2022 into this Open Championship. So I will go with Tiger Woods. And I'll go with Jordan Smith, who's having a nice week at the Scottish Open right now. He is currently 4-under and 3 shots back of the lead, tied for third right now with Jordan Spieth and Ryan Palmer. So I'll go with Jordan Smith out of Pool C. And then on the other hand, Barry, he's got Robert McIntyre and Padraig Harrington for his final group there.
Yeah, you can't ever underestimate Barry Cronin. He has sort of the inside scoop on things that no other, host, reporter, or otherwise gets. So he does kind of operate on an unlevel playing field than the rest of us, but that's okay. I like our teams.
I do as well. I will say this. Barry is not picking Denny McCarthy. He's not given the option to pick Denny McCarthy this week, who's been his absolute assassin for him, and a big reason why he has dethroned us these last couple of weeks in the fantasy golf pools. So we have that working in our advantage here. And if Tiger goes out and plays well, he does not have Tiger Woods. So we will have the upper hand there. But just to recap through our teams, who do you have if you just want to run through yours real quick, Mike?
Sure. I have Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, Tyrell Hatton, Tommy Fleetwood, Gary Woodland, and Tiger Woods.
All right, and I have Dustin Johnson, Will Zalatoris, Tommy Fleetwood, Justin Rose, Jordan Smith, and Tiger Woods. And Barry has John Rahm, Jordan Spieth, Tom Hoagie, Thomas Peters, Robert McIntyre, and Padraig Harrington. And if you want to play along with us as well, you can do that by signing up with the CDGA. Go to cdga.org, and you will be granted access into all of the great fantasy pools that they put together for all of the different majors. And this is the last one of the year, or is there one more coming up?
No, this is it. And, and it's a sad day in Mudville, because it's hard to believe we just got this thing started with the Players' Championship, and already we're done with our fifth one. Now, next year, the BMW returns to Chicago, so we often use that as our fifth major, which would be in August, and we would bypass the Players' Championship. But that will go under committee review back at Midwest Golf House in Lamont. But, yeah, we will either start next year with the Players' Championship or the Masters. And I have to tell you, Tyler, this is the number one member penetration, most participated thing in terms of what the CDGA does day in and day out. We will have probably in and around 5,000 or thereabouts playing in this fantasy. So it is it's a fan favorite. It's a member benefit. It doesn't cost anybody anything. It's all part of the $40 membership. CDGA.org is where you go. And you not only get the opportunity to play in this, but you get some great member benefits with 40 different member perks that we offer from various golf companies, golf courses, and the likes, including Jersey Mike's, $2 off any single sandwich. So you guys buy 20 sandwiches over the course of the year, it paid for your membership. And oh, by the way, you get an index. But yeah, you get 6 publications, all kinds of different stuff that the CDGA offers just for the low, low price of $40. Heck, people spend more on that on a dozen Pro Vs or Strix on balls when they go to PGA Superstore. So well worth the investment.
Absolutely. And the other thing, too, like, I think that was the thing that threw me for the biggest loop when I started playing in these was, okay, I didn't know how many people I was going up against. And then I get the email and I see I'm in like 4,000th place. And I'm like, whoa, like 4,000th place. And I'm like, I feel like not even all the way at the back end. Like there's 5,000 plus people competing in this thing. So it's good, it's fun, and there's some great prizes as well. So be sure to sign up, cdga.org. And like Mike said, that membership pays for itself very, very quickly. All right, when we come back, we will talk all things travel with Matt Golden from Tullymore and get his insight on what's going on and how you can get out and play some golf outside the state of Illinois. That is coming up next. This segment was brought to you by Zero Friction, the most innovative products company in golf.
Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Barry Cronin and Tyler Aki.
This segment brought to you by Tullymore Golf Resort. Experience a Michigan masterpiece. It's the CDGA Golf Show. Tyler Aki and Mike Gilligan, who's sitting in for Barry Cronin. Mike will be with us next week. You're going on a three-show streak here, Mike.
Yeah, I'm getting to become a regular. The guy at the security desk kind of knows me now by name.
Well, that's always a perk to getting all this time with us here on the CDGA Golf Show. We're glad you're with us. And we're glad you'll be with us next week as well. Let's bring on Matt Golden, CEO of Tullymore. He joins us here on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Hey, great. Thanks for having me this morning.
Matt, it's good to have you on. You know, as a good friend and a tremendous partner of the CDGA, love having the opportunity to check in with you this year because, you know, with all the challenges that we had, I mean, we were going, you know, as we were before COVID, and then it hit, and it affected the golf industry, and for you, the golf and resort industry, in ways we could never, ever imagine, both in a good way and a bad way. So take us through what that was like, and how are things going now?
Absolutely. You know, in 2020, when everything opened up, and it really timed out to happen, right at the beginning of our season here in mid-Michigan, you know, having restaurants, having hotels, of course, having golf. Golf was really the first thing that people were kind of clawing back to and really looking to get into for that safe outdoor activity. And, you know, we made it through the 2020 year, licked our wounds, and really just stayed focused on 2021, knowing that things will continue to come around, things will continue to get better. And we had seen so many new faces during the 2020 season that we had made friends with, that we knew were going to come back in 2021. That, you know, if you golfed with us in 2020, it's almost like you really shared something special. And, you know, we've had groups that started then that come back now every year, made it through 2021. And really 2022 has just been gliding and kind of hanging out for dear life some days, you know, so. But we learned a lot. We learned how to do a lot of things differently. And most importantly, I think we got to welcome a ton of new people into a sport that we know and love.
Matt, how did you see the demographic maybe change a little bit of who was coming to Tullymore? Because, like, I know in the case of me, I'm 25 years old. A lot of my friends have started to get into golf. That was one of the big things that the COVID-19 pandemic did, was that was one of the few things you could go out and do. And it felt like a lot of places and golf courses got younger. Did you see that sort of shift as well at Tullymore?
Absolutely. I think that we saw more people give the sport a shot during the pandemic. The other thing I think we're seeing more is, especially in that 25 to 40 age range, it's a couple sport now. And you're seeing more, whereas, you know, we're a destination course and we probably see more guy groups than we do ladies groups. But you're definitely seeing now more groups of four, eight couples together that are coming up and sharing the sport together.
So for those who don't know, you know, Tullymore is located in the thriving metropolis of Stanwood, Michigan, which you
Mike,
literally...
We got a blinking red light, I think.
I think you do. In fact, believe it or not, what's so charming when you go to Tullymore is you're actually going through Amish country, which a lot of people don't necessarily associate Michigan with the Amish. And some of the things to do, some of the things that the Amish does from a tourist perspective is pretty special. But it is literally in kind of a sort of a hideaway. It truly is a destination, but it's outside the bigger town, city, if you will, of Big Rapids, located in Mecosta County. What makes Tullymore special? You're the CEO. Tell us what makes it worth going to Tullymore, and what else is there to do so that if the family wants to take the 3-hour journey from Chicago, because that's all it is, and to go with the wife, the kids, there's stuff for them to do also in Big Rapids, isn't there?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I mean, Tullymore, the backbone of our resort is our two amazing world-class golf courses. Tullymore and St. Ives offer you such uniquely different challenges, you know, with Tullymore being a Jim Ng course, St. Ives being a Jerry Matthews course. You get to experience the challenge of Jim Ng with the traditional Michigan golf of Jerry Matthews, and you get to do them back-to-back, and that's a blast. But, you know, we've got some great restaurants right on property, some incredible nature trails in the community, over 100 lakes in Mecosta County to enjoy. So there's just so much to do. If you want to trek into Big Rapids, it's about 20 minutes. Mount Pleasant, home of Central Michigan University, is about 30 minutes. You've got two awesome downtowns and communities with so much going on, music, parks, everything.
Matt Golden from Tullymore joining us here on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. So, Matt, a lot of people have had some difficulties traveling lately, whether it's the price of gas, whether it's these airline cancellations. Have you seen it impact the golf world as well in terms of golf destination trips?
You know, it's funny. A couple of weeks ago, I was in the parking lot at work, and I saw a 15-passenger van with a U-Haul trailer slapped on the back of it. And that was the first time it hit me like, okay, people are finding different ways to get here. You know, everybody's going to cram in the van. They're going to grab the trailer for the clubs with the luggage. But as far as people not traveling, absolutely not. You know, we're still seeing a really strong response. And part of that is with our location. I mean, we talked about it being, you know, a little bit rural, but we're two and a half hours closer than the Northern Michigan courses that you may have played in the last couple of years. And so, you know, it is a little bit more affordable to get to us, not having to drive all the way up north. And, you know, we're seeing some people carpool, but still, you know, same size groups are coming through, if not bigger.
You know, you mentioned the two golf courses, which are world-class. I have to tell you, St. Ives gives you that feeling you're in way, way up north Michigan, where Tullymore, completely different experience. But I will tell you, it was the first time in my life playing golf where the silence was so, it was actually deafening. I mean, it was, you do not hear a car, you do not hear anything out there other than yourself think and potentially, you know, a deer running across the fairway. But one of the things that, you know, Tullymore and Matt has been able to bring to the CDGA is a benefit. And, you know, among the various benefits that CDGA members can enjoy, Tullymore offers to Chicagoans basically a what they call the Sunday Sizzler or a Sizzling Sunday, where it's 36 holes. Now, get this, 36 holes, an overnight stay on Sunday night, and a steak dinner for $199 a person, which that's easily saving over $100. Isn't that right, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we started the Sunday Sizzler the year before the pandemic, and we weren't really sure if we found a great deal or not. We thought it was a great deal, and, you know, then we dealt with 2020. But it's really taken off in 2021 and 2022. And, you know, we give that discount on top of the normal price to the CGA members.
Yeah, and it's fantastic, folks. So if you have any thoughts of trying to just get away for a quick, you know, out and back kind of a thing, it's only a few hours away. It's an easy drive. It truly is. But Tullymore is world-class all in itself. And, you know, one of the other things that they have there, which a lot of people, if you've got kids that are thinking about going to a college and whatnot, Ferris State with one of the only PGA programs. So your son or daughter is thinking about trying to pursue the golf industry. You've got Ferris State right down the road there, and they have quite a complex, do they not?
They do. They're home to Cat Key Golf Course, and they just put in an amazing practice facility a couple of years ago with simulators and everything to give you the year-round experience. So If you're looking to go into the golf industry, there's really no better program than Ferris State. And that's just down the road from us.
Matt Golden, CEO of Tullymore Golf Resort, joining us here on the CDGA Golf Show on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. So, Matt, one other thing that I'm curious with is, what's something that is something that people should know about Tullymore that maybe you're not going to find on a website or you're not going to find in a review?
Well, I think one of the things Mike just touched on, especially when you're on the back nine at Tullymore, I mean, it is you and the deer and the golf course, of course. That makes it really, truly special. And every hole really is kind of its own story when you're back there, because you're just playing them and, you get to tackle everyone individually. So I think that's really one of the most awesome things about our complex, is just how close to nature you really are. If you're sitting on one of our patios, either at Tullymore or St. Ives for dinner one night, I can almost guarantee you're going to see some deer on the driving range. It is just an incredible little community.
And, you mentioned Tullymore, and the golf courses, first and foremost, folks, are absolutely user-friendly, very playable. You just have to pick the right set of tees. You can make that thing become Tullymore the monster or Tullymore the docile creature treating you nice. So you can, bite off as much as you can chew, but it will test the scratch player. But the high handicapper will absolutely find a nice home at Tullymore. And I have to tell you, second to none is the patio off the clubhouse, overlooking 18, the entire golf course, the panoramic view. There's not many like them in the industry.
No, definitely not. That 18th hole is something special in itself, and be able to sit there and have a glass of wine, an ice cold beer, and watch people come in. And, for those of us that know the course well, it's fun to watch how everybody plays that 18th hole, because, it's a par five with a definite shot for eagle if you can get your tee shot right.
Yeah, that's right. And I also have to say, the food, folks, spectacular. They do it right up in Tullymore. So from where you put your head down at night to the food you eat to the golf you play, Tullymore is one heck of a place to visit.
Yeah, absolutely. And, just to touch on lodging for a minute, we really do offer lodging that's designed for golfers. We have everything from your standard hotel room to a 10-bedroom, 10.5 bathroom house that sleeps 24. So we're really designed with different condos and hotel rooms and suites to accommodate groups of all sizes.
Yeah, and all budgets for that matter as well.
Absolutely.
Matt Golden from Tullymore joining us here on the CDGA Golf Show. Matt, thanks so much for taking some time out of your morning, and hopefully we'll see you up at Tullymore sometime.
Hey, thanks for having me, guy. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, yep.
Matt Golden, CEO of Tullymore Golf Resort, joining us on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. When we come back, we will skip around the CDGA. What are some of the events and all the good things going on there? That is coming up next. That segment brought to you by Tullymore Golf Resort, up North Michigan Golf without the drive.
From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Tyler Rocky and Barry Cronin, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Wrapping things up here on the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Thanks so much to Jake Cantu for producing today, as well as Teddy Greenstein and Matt Golden for hopping on. If you missed anything from the show today, be sure to check out the CDGA Golf Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. That includes the ESPN Chicago app. Be sure to download that app today. Mike, what do we have going on around the CDGA this week?
Well, Tyler, we have a busy week. Actually, it started yesterday when we were up in Palatine Hills. We had a four-person scramble, the Jersey Mike's four-person scramble. We sent six teams to the finals at Bowes Creek for September 21st. They're going to play for stay-and-play trips to French Lick Resort. But tomorrow, we go to Flossmoor, where we have a member day, 10 a.m. shotgun. And then Tuesday, we're at Deer Path for a two-person scramble presented by our friends at Kemper Sports. They'll be playing for stay-and-play trips up to Sand Valley. And then the Senior Tour Trifecta Series second stage is at McRae Memorial on Thursday. And actually, we know, we just had Tullymore on. They're playing for stay and play trips up to Tullymore. Some other things that will be going on this week, CDGA members should be expecting to see on the cover of their magazine in their mailbox, if they haven't already, you know, as it's titled on the cover, Extreme Makeover at Medina, a magazine that is packed full of really cool stuff, information, and what's going on around our community in the way of golf and the whatnot. And obviously, we have the fantasy golf. Picks start tomorrow because we'll finalize the field today. And aside from that, that's about it. But it seems like we're putting about 10 pounds of stuff into a 4-pound bag, and we're just trying not to get anything on our hands when we're doing it.
Yeah, be sure to sign up for that, fantasygolf, cdga.org. By the way, this segment brought to you by X-Golf Downers Grove with easy access off of I-88 and I-355. You know, we're getting to that point now where it's sort of like the downslope of the golf season, although maybe we'll get an extended golf season this year, because of the fact that it took so long for us to get to that actual golf season. Like, it didn't really feel like a true golf day until what? Late May, if that?
I would actually venture to say June.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I would accept that answer as well. But yeah, I mean, hopefully we can get this thing extended, but I'm just looking and I'm thinking to myself, like, wow, like usually July 10th, I start to think about how much longer do we really have in the golf season, but hopefully it's going to get drawn out a little bit longer than what we were expecting.
Absolutely. And I have always, always, always said the best month for golf in the Chicago area, September. And I'll tell you what happens. The golf courses become easier to access because the kids are back in school. You know, the kids start a lot of new fall activities, flag football, tackle football, soccer, et cetera, et cetera. And for people who have time to play golf, there's no better time. And the golf courses are usually just in exquisite condition. And if we get the late fall, which I think we will, October is another fantastic month, watching the leaves turn. And as long as the courses you play take care of those leaves on a daily basis,
right.
Otherwise, you got to invoke.
As long as your ball isn't getting trapped underneath those
otherwise, leaves, you got to invoke the leaf rule, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, and I've seen some quality golf going all the way into November here. So I'm still looking at this thing as a glass is still half full of golf, and we still got plenty of real estate staring us in the face as we progress through 2022. But, you know, I believe it or not, these resorts and these golf courses, I was with a guy yesterday at our event, and he does all the marketing for Kemper Sports, and he said that Bandon Dunes is already sold out for 2023. He's working on 2024. So, the industry is thriving. People are traveling now that, you know, airplanes, you can get on them now without most problems. And now it's just whether or not they have pilots to fly them, really. But it's you know, looking very good. It's just hopefully this economy can get itself turned around a bit. But right now, golf is thriving and we love it.
Yeah, I think we've got a few more months left of good golf. I always base the golf season kind of on my sock tan that I'm rocking right now, and it's not quite in mid-season form yet. I think it's still got a few more weeks to get to that point, but we will hopefully have plenty more golf to go around. This segment brought to you by X-Golf Downers Grove with easy access off of I-88 and I-355. All right, well, Mike, we will have our guy Barry Cronin back in studio with us next week, talking all things about the Open Championship. It'll be almost over, I feel like, by the time we're wrapping everything up here on the show. That's what you get when you play those tournaments overseas. Thanks so much to Jake Cantu for producing. We will have Mike, we will have myself, and we will have Barry Cronin all in studio with you next week. So we'll talk to you guys then.